Don't confuse what I just called the Book of Life with a book that narrates the story of one's life, which we call an autobiography. The latter is a real book, as you know. The Book of Life is very different from the book your little classmate is showing you. The Book of Life is like a long, very long, in fact, sequence of letters that we cannot read. It does not tell the story of any specific person's life, as you can see. What I referred to as the Book of Life is not a book at all, and it tells no story. In fact, what you are looking at is merely a metaphor for what I referred to as the Book of Life. This book does not tell you anything about life. It only contains information relevant to the construction of everyone's bodies, including Kofo's. Okay, showtime's over. Let us now discuss what is meant by the Book of Life. Of course, there is no such book stored in our cells, but there is some kind of information that is stored in a very long molecule called DNA. This molecule is very long in molecular terms, and it's tightly packed in the nucleus of our cells. We shall learn about the meaning of this information, the language in which this information is written, and how it is translated into instructions to make our entire bodies. As you can see, many of our features are similar to those of the primates. The similarity stems from the similarity between the DNA of our species and those of the primates. There is another branch of biology that studies the evolution of the various species. This theory will not be discussed in this course. We shall focus on the central dogma of molecular biology. Don't confuse what I just called the Book of Life with a book that narrates the story of one's life, which we call an autobiography. The latter is a real book, as you know. The Book of Life is very different from the book your little classmate is showing you. The Book of Life is like a long, very long, in fact, sequence of letters that we cannot read. It does not tell the story of any specific person's life, as you can see. What I referred to as the Book of Life is not a book at all, and it tells no story. In fact, what you are looking at is merely a metaphor for what I referred to as the Book of Life. This book does not tell you anything about life. It only contains information relevant to the construction of everyone's bodies, including Kofo's. Okay, showtime's over. Let us now discuss what is meant by the Book of Life. Of course, there is no such book stored in our cells, but there is some kind of information that is stored in a very long molecule called DNA. This molecule is very long in molecular terms, and it's tightly packed in the nucleus of our cells. We shall learn about the meaning of this information, the language in which this information is written, and how it is translated into instructions to make our entire bodies. As you can see, many of our features are similar to those of the Don't confuse what I just called the Book of Life with a book that narrates the story of one's life, which we call an autobiography. The latter is a real book, as you know. The Book of Life is very different from the book your little classmate is showing you. The Book of Life is like a long, very long, in fact, sequence of letters that we cannot read. It does not tell the story of any specific person's life, as you can see. What I referred to as the Book of Life is not a book at all, and it tells no story. In fact, what you are looking at is merely a metaphor for what I referred to as the Book of Life. This book does not tell you anything about life. It only contains information relevant to the construction of everyone's bodies, including Kofo's. Okay, showtime's over. Let us now discuss what is meant by the Book of Life. Of course, there is no such book stored in our cells, but there is some kind of information that is stored in a very long molecule called DNA. This molecule is very long in molecular terms, and it's tightly packed in the nucleus of our cells. We shall learn about the meaning of this information, the language in which this information is written, and how it is translated into instructions to make our entire bodies. As you can see, many of our features are similar to those of the primates. The similarity stems from the similarity between the DNA of our species and those of the primates. There is another branch of biology that studies the evolution of the various species. This theory will not be discussed in this course. We shall focus on the central dogma of molecular biology. Don't confuse what I just called the Book of Life with a book that narrates the story of one's life, which we call an autobiography. The latter is a real book, as you know. The Book of Life is very different from the book your little classmate is showing you. The Book of Life is like a long, very long, in fact, sequence of letters that we cannot read. It does not tell the story of any specific person's life. As you can see, what I referred to as the Book of Life is not a book at all, and it tells no story. In fact, what you are looking at is merely a metaphor for what I referred to as the Book of Life. This book does not tell you anything about life. It only contains information relevant to the construction of everyone's bodies, including Kofo's. Okay, show time's over. Let us now discuss what is meant by the Book of Life. Of course, there is no such book stored in our cells, but there is some kind of information that is stored in a very long molecule called DNA. This molecule is very long in molecular terms, and it's tightly packed in the nucleus of our cells. We shall learn about the meaning of this information, the language in which this information is written, and how it is translated into instructions to make our entire bodies. As you can see, many of our features are similar to those of the primates. The similarity stems from the similarity between the DNA of our species and those of the primates. There is another branch of biology that studies the evolution of the various species. This theory will not be discussed in this course. We shall focus on the central dogma of molecular biology. Primates. The similarity stems from the similarity between the DNA of our species and those of the primates. There is another branch of biology that studies the evolution of the various species. This theory will not be discussed in this course. We shall focus on the central dogma of molecular biology.